from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We're a little behind it, so I'd like to let this baby breathe, as I always like to let this baby breathe. So without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
Appreciate it, you guys. Try to move it along. I will say I want to eat crow really quickly on my question about Mitch Garver last week, saying, hey, it's time to say uncle and give up on Mitch Garver for the Seattle Mariners.
And I said it can't get much worse.
And you were right, Joe. You were right, because since then, he is hitting a whopping 278, 458 on base percentage, slugging of over 700. He's got two home runs, six ribbies. He's been hitting a bunch of doubles. And his at-bats are really good. Lots of walks in there as well.
Because he caught that one game.
That
one game. He caught it, and it turned him around. Service. Manager of the year.
He told Scott Service that he hits better when he's catching, and he's been in all the catcher's meetings.
No way. Manager of the year is Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt?
There's no way he's not winning it.
John Voight?
No kidding. Yeah, John Voight's kid. I'm just kidding. Not related at all.
Stephen Vogt is winning that award.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. He was going to be the bench coach if in Seattle if he did not take the Cleveland
Jose Ramirez job. is going to hit 200 RBIs.
Possibly.
Yeah.
What about Matt Quattaro, the Royals manager?
Oh, him and Pedro Grifol can just go have dinner together. Who cares about them? Nobody literally knows who they are.
I do.
I do.
What's the question? Did we ask it?
No, we have not. Actually, I was just about to transition to somebody that we all know who they are, is the New York freaking Yankees, right?
Yep.
We've been talking about it. Eaton Crow, you have, Patrick, about how amazing that they've been this year compared to how good we all thought they were going to be, which wasn't amazing. So this one shocked me, you guys. Just seeing their pitching numbers this good, so fair or foul, the New York Yankees lead the league in earned run average. Fair or foul?
Luis Gil has a very good ERA. Whatever.
He did not get to Christy Mathewson because I watched his game on Sunday, and he did not get to six innings, no runs, five hits and 10 Ks or whatever it was. He had eight starts in a row and tied Fernando Valenzuela, but did not tie Christy Mathewson on the next round. That kid is amazing.
Best ERA. I know the Royals and Red Sox were near the top there for a while.
I mean, Seth Lugo's been absolutely phenomenal. So is Tanner Houck.
I'm going to say foul and say that it's still one of those two teams. But, I mean, Stroman, Rodon, Luis Gil, Clay Holmes. There's a chance that they may have overtaken them.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting question. Like, Gil and Stroman have been really good. And Holmes and that bullpen has been really good. Rodon's been okay. Nestor Cortez has not been okay.
No.
What's entirely scary is that we're asking if it's the number one team, and we're like, oh, I don't know. And they're about to get Gerrit Cole back, who has looked really good in the minors, and that is terrifying. I'll take the opposite of Joe. I'll say fair. I know Nestor Cortez hasn't had a great year, but Gil and Stroman is not going real deep in games. He's not striking out guys, but he's not giving up runs. And that's the name of the game in baseball. The same fantasy. This is baseball.
Yeah, you nailed it, Patrick. It is fair. Sorry, Joe. The Yankees are in first place.
Blows my mind.
It's crazy with a 2.85 ERA over the second place Phillies. And that was kind of one of the reasons why I thought of this is like they are coming back like with the best pitcher in baseball soon after already pitching above their value. You guys missed one name in there. I don't know what his ERA is right now, but Clark Schmidt's been holding it down for the Yankees as well.
This absolutely blows my mind. Again, I know I've said it twice, and I'm going to say it a third time because it's that serious. Gerrit Cole has had two minor league starts. He gave up a home run the other night, but he's given up two runs and struck out 12 guys in two games. Gerrit Cole might come back, and if he does Gerrit Cole things, could win a Cy Young, and he hasn't pitched yet, and it's June 11th.
And to think that the Yankees are just going to get swept by the Orioles in the playoffs, it's crazy, man.
I mean, I still got a lot of problems with the Yankees, you know? I know Joe's just giving shade, and I think that's fun, but I still got a lot of problems with the Yankees. But if Cole comes back, I still don't trust their offense. Outside of Soto and Judge, I still don't trust that offense. But that pitching staff, boy, oof. If Cole is Gerrit Cole, ouch, look out.
Speaking of Joe's Orioles, they are in third place right now, 3.1 ERA in all of baseball. So good for you guys. That would be a crazy playoff series. You were not wrong. All right, fair or foul number two. Let's keep it Yankees related, but it's got to be Aaron Judge, right? Because he has been the story, other than Juan Soto of the Yankees. It's either one or two of those guys that you're talking about. He had an amazing May, 16 home runs, .330+ batting average. And he has a lot of home runs to this point so far, but I wanted to go back and look at his 2022 season when he hit 62. So fair or foul, guys, Aaron Judge has more bombs than he did on this date in 2022 when he hit 62 home runs.
Ooh.
Fair or foul?
So we're asking. Question. So the question is, did he have more home runs in 22 than he does now? More home runs now than he did.
He has more home runs now than he did. So it would be fair if he has more home runs
now
today, okay. June 11th, 2024.
Okay. You want me to go, Joe? I'll go.
I'm waffling.
I will say foul. And okay. I will say foul because I think Judge has been on a torrid pace of late, and he missed some time. Now, I don't remember in 2022 if Judge missed time in the beginning of the year, but I know he did this year, so I will say foul that he had more home runs at this point in 2022 than he does now, but Jesus Cristo. Every time, I said this last hour, every time Judge makes contact with the ball, contact, even if it goes into a double play, every time his bat hits the ball, there's a chance it's going out.
I'm going to say foul as well, just because
it's Barry Bonds-esque.
Because the start was slow this year. That's what I'm going to say is that he, I'm trying to recall that 2022, if it was a full sustained, if it was a hot start and it kind of tapered off, but I
don't remember him starting off as slow as he did this year. So that's why I'm going to go foul on this one.
Yeah, guys, he actually, on June 11th, 2022, it was a two-home run day for him that day.
Of course it was.
And he totaled 24 home runs at that point of the season. This season, 25 as of today. And check this out. So remember, I know you just talked about a slower start or some missed games at the beginning
that's
of
wild.
This year.
He was hurt this year.
And remember, at the end of the 2022 season, it was like a 8 to 12 game gap
that's
before
right.
he actually
went
hit
like,
his 60.
He went like 2 weeks without
yeah.
hitting a home run. I was working primetime.
Yeah.
I was working primetime with the boys as we were moving into here.
Yeah.
And I think he hit 62 while we were there. Or he hit, I think he hit 61
yeah.
while we were on the air. And we talked about the entire time, like, that's got to feel good because he hasn't hit one in like 2 weeks. Good call, Schultz. Good call.
It just makes me wonder if he could hit 70 this year. If he's on it, if he continues to stay hot, that is a legitimate possibility, at least according to these numbers.
Again, that stature, like the size that he is, the way he swings the bat. I never loved the way Judge swung the bat. And now that I watch him, it's starting to get a little Griffey-esque, a little like, boy, when you swing, Pujols, Manny Ramirez, Albert Pujols, Ken Griffey Jr., those are some of the best swings I've ever seen in my life. Judge is now getting to a point when he starts to go, I'm kind of like, I want to watch that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was just crazy. Just crazy to think about. All right, guys, fair foul number three. Eesh. The Philadelphia Phillies losing catcher JT Realmuto. They are putting him down with a knee injury.
They're putting him down?
No.
He's dead?
They're putting him down, like putting him on the injured list.
Oh, my God,
list.
He's dead.
Yeah, I said that incorrectly.
Sorry, JT.
Yeah, sorry, JT. No, he is down on the injury list with knee surgery, fixing a significant issue that he's been dealing with for months, apparently. They don't know how long he's going to be out. But obviously, the Phillies, one of the best teams in baseball to this point. Fair or foul, they will trade for Rockies catcher Elias Diaz after Realmuto's injury.
I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say there is a team that is in that third place to wild card-ish range that feels like they can value from bringing him to the team a little bit more as, gosh, is that Jonah Heim behind the plate that just got decked with a ball right in his ball?
Ooh,
yeah, that looked like that hurt. That looked like that got the kind of gooch area there. I'm going to say foul, that a team that is kind of in that middling area is going to try and trade for him to give them a bolster at that position. Because, I mean, the Phillies – We'll see how long Real Muto is out for, but I don't think they... It's important to have a good catcher consistently, but I don't know if they're going to essentially need a fill-in catcher like that.
I'll piggyback Joe on this, but for very different reasons. I think the Phillies clubhouse right now is firing. These guys around each other, I think the culture in that clubhouse is so important right now. And let's say Real Muto, let's say he misses 8 weeks, okay? That means he comes back in mid-late August. But Nick Castellanos has not been good this year, and everyone in that clubhouse loves him. Bryson Stott is one of the hardest outs to get in baseball. Brandon Marsh, that is a culture clubhouse.
Alec Boehm, homegrown, but, you know, team grown.
It reminds me of Red Sox 03 to 08. You know, like, that's a culture clubhouse. And I think Real Muto is one of the more silent guys because of Trey Turner's contract, Bryce Harper being Bryce, Zach Wheeler, Matchbox 20 lead singer Rob Thomas leading that team. Like, I think the loss of Real Muto is more of a just, hold on, guys, we're gonna be okay. Just wait it out, and we'll be okay.
They're saying it's gonna be about a month that he'll be out. Again, we'll see how it goes, if the surgery is, you know, all good, and he's feeling good after a month or so.
And worst case scenario, if he's out 2 months, I still love this Phillies team. Schwarber, like, that's... They are so much Philly right
now. And with the Braves and how they're looking, it's kind of like...
They're kind of fading. Like, you have time.
Yeah.
The Mets suck. The Marlins suck. The Nationals are pesky. But, like, this is you. The Cubs are fading. No one believes in the Brewers. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. But do you believe in the Giants, the Padres, the Diamondbacks? Like, hold pat.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
All right, guys, final fair or foul regarding my Seattle Mariners, who just took a lead, by the way. Our Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh, a second double of the game, scores two runs, including Julio Rodriguez on a big play at the plate, and that was the go-ahead run. Hopefully they can hold on. They lead the White Sox 4-3. Fair or foul, guys, they will trade one of their top prospects by the deadline on July 31st. Owner John Stanton said that he is going to give some cash to Jerry DePoto to try to work with Justin Hollander, their GM, and President Jerry DePoto. Yeah, we'll see if that's actually true, because we heard that going up to last offseason and then heard reasons why they weren't going to. They need a bat, regardless of how much better Mitch Garver plays. So fair or foul, guys, the way to do that is to trade a couple of their top prospects. They just had to bring Locklear up to give France a spell because he broke his heel. Maybe that's a chance for him to show off, and then they could trade him. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Dylan Moore on the paternity list.
Yes,
congratulations to Dilmo.
Yeah, well, the biggest mistake was the owner saying, yeah, Jerry, we'll give you a little bit of a leash here to make a move, and Jerry can't help himself. So, yeah, he's absolutely going to make a move and make a trade midseason because that's also what he loves to do, is just trade all the damn time. And whether it's for a big bat, mediocre bat, I mean, it's probably going to be mediocre because it seems like all his moves are just kind of middling, like, not big moves in the season.
You're so right. You're so
right. And so it's just, he's going to do something, whether it's a huge bat. No, I don't think it's going to be there. It's going to be God knows who, but it's going to be in that middle tier range. And again, if they're giving him the leash and giving him money to do so, yeah, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think Joe's spot on to this, and I'll jump on it a little bit as well. I've been saying this for the last couple weeks whenever this comes up, because the Mariners' offense has been atrocious. Although, once they fired some guys and shuffled some things around, the offense has been a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit better. Julio is hitting better, etc. Cal, the big dump is the starting catcher for the American League at the All-Star game, in my opinion. But I think it all boils down to who is available. And I don't know how many guys are available. And I think it's an outfield bat is what you're looking for. Is Adolis Garcia available for Texas? I don't know.
No.
Is a Rosarena available?
Maybe Taylor Ward.
Probably, but what does he cost? Taylor Ward's available. Will they trade into the division?
No.
What's it cost? I think we're going to look back at the trade deadline And Jordan, you're going to bitch and moan about the Mariners doing nothing. And I'm going to fight back on you saying that there isn't somebody available. Now, if the Brewers were what I thought they were going to be, which is the third, maybe fourth best team in that division, but they're currently leading by like four games, I would have loved to see Christian Yelich, because I think you could have got him for cheap. But if they still keep playing in first, he's not available. So how many outfielders are truly available in trade? And that's where I think the bats are needed the most for the Mariners. And so I don't think it'll happen. And not because of their fault, but because there's just nobody there that's worth it. You got Brian Wu, all things considering, hoping the MRI turns out fine, and Bryce Miller, Emerson Hancock. Those are great trade pieces, but I don't know if those guys are worth anybody on the market.
That's fair. I mean, I do hope that they make a move. I've heard Vladimir Guerrero Jr., so if he's traded to like the Cubs and the Mariners aren't in on him, I will be an upset Mariners.
And next week we'll talk about Mets and Blue Jays players if they're worth being traded. We'll do that next week.
Cool.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.